Hey, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Yud Beis. We are at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis over here. We had just started another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to when a person is allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Meir says you can eat throughout the fifth hour, then you start burning chametz at the beginning of the sixth. And Rabbi Yehuda said you can eat throughout the fourth hour, then you have kind of like a limbo stage in the fifth hour, and then you start burning your chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. So the Mishnah had said, that's what the Mishnah had said. The Gemara is about to, we're in the middle of a long question. We're bringing a proof and a question from a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that basically talks about edus, testimony, in a Dina Nefashos case, in a capital case, where obviously one of the questions you have to ask somebody, the edim, is what time the murder, for example, happened. So if we had another machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, as to how much leeway you get in that answer, in the edim's answer, Rabbi Meir had said over here we give him we had said if between 3 and 5 hours, where let's see over here, sorry, just trying to find it. Did Rabbi Meir second wide line? If one guy's between 2 hours and 3 hours, then the edus is good. And Rabbi Meir had said, meaning that if one aide says it happened in the second hour of the morning, and one aide says it happened in the third hour of the morning, so then it's fine. Rabbi Yehuda gives you a little bit more leeway. He says that if it's between 3 and 5, then it is okay. Whereas Rabbi Meir said you don't get as much. And Abaye and Rava are explaining the machlokas differently. So yesterday we had Abaye's shita, and he had said that according to Rabbi Meir, really, a person doesn't make any mistake whatsoever. So when one aide says it happened in the second hour, it was at the end of the second hour. And when it happened in the third hour, it happened at the beginning of the third hour, which is actually the same time. So the aidim are not contradicting each other. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Abaye, a person will make a mistake in terms of what time it is by half an hour. Excuse me. So when you say it happened in the third hour, really the Maisa, the action they're testifying about, happened in the 4.5 hour. I mean, 4.5 hours into the day. The guy who said it happened in the third hour, he said meant it happened at the end of the third hour, so therefore he's half an hour off. The guy who said it happened in the fifth hour, he meant it was the beginning of the fifth hour, and he was also half an hour off, and that's how much we give leeway in terms of making a mistake in terms of time. As you can imagine, this is going to end up with a question on the Mishnah: why do we back you up from the Isser D'Oraisa of eating chametz? Right? We know the Isser D'Oraisa starts at noon, at the end of the sixth hour of the day. But according to Rabbi Meir, you back him up an hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you back him up 2 hours. That's going to conflict with this concept of how much a person will make a mistake in terms of what time it is, right? That's kind of going to conflict with this Mishnah. But either way, so let's go weiter here. That was how we understood Abaye's first understanding of the Machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, you don't make any mistake. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person will make a mistake by half an hour. Now, we're five lines up at Ikad Amri on Yud Aleph of Abaye's. Another way of understanding Abaye's Shita and the Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Dinei Nefashos is like this: Kishatim Zalama the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Adam Toa Mashu the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Adam Toa Shal Mashu. According to Rabbi Meir, a person still makes a little bit of a mistake. He's not going to not make any mistake, like we said before, but he'll make a little mistake in time. And Rabbi Yehuda says a person can make a mistake with an hour and a little bit. That's the leeway that we give him. The Divrei Rabbi Meir Adam Toa Mashu. According to Rabbi Meir, says the person makes a small mistake. So then Maisa, the action was ki hava obesof shtayim, hava obetchilas shalosh, meaning it happened just before, a little bit, before the end of the second, or a little bit into the third hour. V'chad minayu tol mashu, and both of them make an hour, meaning make a small mistake in either direction. I mean, somebody made a mistake here. It was either at the end of the second or the beginning of the third, so someone erred slightly, made a small mistake. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Adam Toa Shal Mashu, a person will make a mistake with the time, by an hour and a little bit. So therefore, Kihava Obasof Shalosh Obetchilas Chamesh, and therefore the action, what they're testifying about, the Maisa, the murder, whatever it is, it happened either at the end of the third or the beginning of the fifth. And one of them, meaning, is telling the truth. It was at the end of the third hour, for example. And when the other guy said it happened in the fifth hour, so then he's making a mistake by an hour and a little bit. Okay. So Azor Ravuna Brei Dravi Yehuda and Amra L'Shmaitzei Kamei Derava. So it was this understanding was reported to Rava and Amar, and he said, "Uma ilu daikinan b'hani sahade daikamri shalosh b'tchilas shalosh v'haik dekamer chamesh b'sot chamesh v'havi edus mucheches." He says, what's going on over here? Rava says, the fact that we're medayik with these b'hani sahade are edim, meaning if you would ask these edim, and the guy who said three would tell you that it happened at the beginning of the third hour, v'haiduk amr chamesh b'sof chamesh, and the guy who said five, he meant it happened at the end of the fifth hour, so obviously v'havi edus mucheshes v'lokat linan. It would be contradictory edus, and you wouldn't kill the guy that they're trying to kill, rather kill the guy accused of murder, obviously. Right? Anyway, if one guy said three, he meant that 3 hours into the day. If one guy said five, he meant at the end of the fifth hour, that's totally different times, we would not kill him. V'anam nekom v'niktel misveka. Right, but what are you doing here? You're saying that the guy who said three meant at the end of the three, and the guy who said five meant at the beginning of the fifth. Right, we're assuming. What do you gain when you assume that they're telling the truth, that they're just making a slight mistake in time? We're gaining that their edus is valid, and therefore you're going to kill somebody. Right, misafik. Because that's how we assume that's what they were saying. There's a drush in Sanhedrin that says that when you're dealing with din nefashos, you have it in Makos as well, when you're dealing with capital cases, you try and look for every loophole to get the guy off. Not because, not because we're trying to have murderers run in the street, but we're trying to be as makil, as lenient as possible. So you're going to kill him based on a suffix in their testimony? You weren't sure what time it was? So we assume that's what, they made a slight mistake and it's fine? So Allah Marava Rava says, no, the Divrei Rabbi Meir Adam Toa Shtei Shalosh Chaser Umashu. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Adam Toa Shalosh Shalosh Chaser Umashu. Meaning Rava says that according to Rabbi Meir, a person will make a mistake up to 2 hours. Right? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person will make a mistake up to 3 hours. The Divrei Rabbi Meir Adam Toa Shtei Shalosh Chaser Umashu. So therefore Maisa Kihava, right, a person will make a mistake up to 2 hours and more. So the Maisa Kihava, when the action happened, so obitchilis shtayim, obitchilis shalosh, meaning it was obisof shalosh, meaning either it happened at the beginning of the second or at the end of the third. V'chad minayu katay shtei shows chaser mashu, because the Maisa, one of them made a 2 hour mistake. The Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toa shalosh shalosh chaser mashu. Right, meaning Rava gives you an extra amount of time to make a mistake. It's not that we're being makel and we're assuming, right, that they weren't correct. That there's more time here, meaning unless you have, maybe there's no way we would accept the edus unless there's a broader window of mistake in time. Right, it must be broader. You can't tell me that they don't make any mistake whatsoever, and therefore we're going to redefine 2 hours and 3 hours. No, it must be that there's a much broader window of time that that people will make a mistake in terms of the time periods. That's why Rava lengthens it, because it must be that there's more leeway. It's not that there's less leeway and we're just going to assume that's what they meant. No, there's more leeway, and that's why we will accept their testimony based on 2 hours versus 3 hours, or 3 hours versus 5 hours. So the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, so just to finish up the thought, the Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam Toa Shalosh Shalosh Chaser Mashu, a person has 3 hours to make a mistake, and Maisa Kihava, so therefore when the action happened, when the murder happened, Obet Chilis Shalosh Obesov Chamesh, it was either at the beginning of the third or the end of the fifth, V'chami Na'u Katoi Shalosh Shalosh Chaser Mashu, and one of them made a mistake, right, for 3 hours. Meaning, you give them, that's the maximum that we give. Right, and any mistake between those times is going to be legitimate. So Gemara says, one second, Tanan, hold on. We learned in the Mishnah, right, that Hayu Bodkin Oso B'Sheva Chakiros. There were a lot of different questions they would ask the Edom. One of them, one set of questions was called Chakiros, and they were crucial questions, basic questions. And one of them was called Bedikos, which is other types of questions which are not as crucial. And the Gemara defines them. Right, you would ask 7 chakiros, and that was Be'ezo Shavua, and what year, now 7, what year of Shemitah? The Shavua means week, but here it means what Shemitah cycle? Well, again, let's say the murder happened 20 years ago, so whatever. Be'ezo Shana, what year was it? Be'ezo Chodesh, what month? Be'kama B'chodesh, what day of the month? Be'ezo Yom, what day of the week? Be'ezo Shah, what time? Be'ezo Makom, what place? Utznan, and the Mishnah says as well, Ma ben chakiros lebedikos, what's the difference between these 7 questions and the bedikos, the regular questions that you would ask? Let's say, what color pants was he wearing? What You know, what color was the tree behind him, etc. So whatever. So hakiros. So the these basic questions. Amar echem hem eni yodea. So this is betela. So if somebody says I don't know, so then the edus is thrown out. But bedigos, if the guy does remember the color of his shirt or whatever, so afilu shneim omer min ein ani yodim. So then edusim kehemis. Then everything is fine. Vehavinam va. We're not at the question yet. Hold on. We understood about these Mishnayos, Mishnah Chakiros, Mishnah Bedikos. What's the difference between these seven basic Chakiros, the seven basic questions, and the other ones? And we understood the Chakiros, Amar Echamehem, Einu Yodeh, Nisim Betela. Why do we say that by the seven basic questions, if they say, I don't know, their Edus is no good? Because that is Edus that you're not allowed to do, you're not able to do Hazama. Hazama is in the Gemara Makos, as it explains, that is basically two other witnesses come and say, you were with us at the time when you're saying the murder happened. If you say the murder happened this Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, what are you talking about? You were with us at our house watching football. So there needs to be an ability to be mazin, to have hazama done to these edim, to contradict their testimony through time and place. So that's why the seven chakiros are crucial. Even if they mess up the guy's shirt, that's still edus at shatayoch la'azimahi. Right, that's still able to be refuted, to be contradicted. If you don't know what time it was, so then you can't have someone else testify you were with us at that time. If you don't know what color shirt it was, right, so then obviously that doesn't apply. So edus needs to be able to have this counterbalance. Someone has to be able to contradict and knock out your edus by saying you weren't there. That's a Gemara and Makos. Now, finally, vi amris toy inchi kuli hai. And if you tell me that a person makes 2-3 hour mistakes with the time, so chakiras the ezer shan nami edus yedach elazimahu, right? The amri mita to katayin, because so the chakiros in terms of what time it is, right? What time was the murder? So edus yedach elazim is also a testimony that you can't contradict, because the amri mitai katinon. You can just say that they made a mistake, right? The edus says that that it happened at 9 a.m., but you give them 3 hours, and people said, well, you were at lunch with us at 12. So, a person makes a mistake for 3 hours. Sorry, I made a mistake with the time. So what do you mean? So then no one can ever contradict that testimony. So Gemara says, you're right. That you need, when the edim come to be mazim, to knock out this testimony, they have to say, you were with us for the entire time period that you could make a mistake. So you need to say that you were with us from 9 to 12, for example, on that Sunday morning, for it to be hazama, to knock out that testimony. Okay, that's kind of a parenthetical question. Okay, and now the Gemara. What is the Gemara doing? Oh, let's read on. Okay, so I forget exactly what the Gemara is doing here. L'Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Yavina lehu mitchilas shal rishona ad sof chamesh. So the Gemara just illustrates, meaning, how much time do you need to say that you were with these people? According to Rabbi Meir, Yavina lehu mitchilas shal rishona ad sof chamesh. We give them, meaning you need to say you were with us from the beginning of the first hour of the day until the end of the fifth. And really, you should give more. But really, right, between night and day, people are not going to, you know, make a mistake. Meaning, you should still give him, really, if it happened, let's say, at the second hour, you should give him some time into the nightfall. But obviously, no one is going to make a mistake between it was dark out, it was light out, so therefore, we cap it. With Rabbi Huda, according to Rabbi Huda, right, again, according to Rabbi Meir, who says that there are 2 hours. According to Rabbi Meir, according to Rava, who says that a person will make 2 hours of a mistake, right, if you said it happened the first hour into the day, so technically you should back him up into the nighttime, but no one's going to make a mistake between dark and night. That's right, no one's making that mistake. With Rabbi Huda, according to Rabbi Huda, who according to Rava says you get up to 3 hours to make a mistake in terms of what time it is. So Yavin Lehu Mitchilas Shal Rishona Vat Sof Shishis. You give him from the first hour, right, basically that's sunrise, at the beginning of the first hour, sunrise, until the end of the sixth hour. If we did do the Nesiv Lumeikar Atzvei, and really you should give him more, right, before pre-sunrise, Alabin Yimam Adalele Loto Inshi, but people, again, are not going to make a mistake between nighttime and daytime. If we did do the Nesiv Lumeikar Atzvei, and really you should give him more on the other side as well, meaning that if you said it happened at the, I guess, the fourth hour, or the, right, third hour and fifth hour. So we're saying if you started with the third hour, so you should really push it past noontime. So Ela b'chamesh l'chama b'mizrach u'v'shev l'chama b'mariv. But between the fifth hour and the seventh hour, no one is making a mistake because the sun is at different points in the sky. Now, okay, fine. Now, just to recap, we have Rava Shita and Abaye Shita, what the machlokas is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. In terms of Eidos, right, this is a whole big lead-in to this line in the Gemara. What is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda's machlokas in terms of how much a person will make a mistake in terms of what time it is? Right, back in the day, they didn't have watches. They had sundials or whatever. So they could tell what time it was, but not exactly. So how do you understand? According to Abaye, Rabbi Meir's, there are two languages within Abaye, but according to Abaye, Rabbi Meir says a person will make a very small mistake. Whether it's no mistake at all or a few minutes, that's okay. Those are the two languages. And according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person will either make a mistake half an hour or an hour. According to Rava, according to Rabbi Meir, you get 2 hours of a mistake. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you get 3 hours. But bottom line, that is different than the amount of time we said in our Mishnah about how much we back up the Isser Chametz from the Din D'Oraisa. From the Din D'Oraisa, it's Aser from noontime and on. And Midir Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to eat it through the fifth hour, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to eat it through the fourth hour. So that's not the same time period. Right? Now we learned in our Mishnah. Let's just go back right in the Gemara now. We'll ask the question. Rabbi Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chomesh V'Sofrim B'Chilat Sheish. Right, you can eat chametz the entire fifth hour, and you start burning it at the beginning of the sixth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba. You can eat it through the fourth hour, but Tolan Kol Chomesh, you don't burn it or eat it during the fifth hour. We said you can give it to animals. Excuse me. Vesorfin tchilas sheish, and the beginning of the sixth hour, you can burn it. So the problem, so how do you understand this contradiction between our Mishnah and the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of how much a person will make a mistake? That Mishnah in Sanhedrin about capital testimony. So the Gemara says, La Abaye libu de Rabbi Meir. According to Abaye, who says that according to Rabbi Meir, damar ein adam torah v'lo klum, a person not going to make any mistake whatsoever in the time of the day. So necha kulishis. Why don't we let a person eat chametz all the way up to noontime when the Easter d'Oraisa kicks in? A person's not going to make any mistake in terms of what time it is. He's not going to think it's 2 in the afternoon. He's going to know up until noon. He's not going to make any mistake. So let's let him eat the whole time. And according to the other language, who says a person, according to Rabbi Meir, you'll make a slight mistake in the time. So let him eat till, I don't know, 15 minutes before. Right? So why did Rabbi Meir back it up an entire hour? Who says that a person will make a mistake in terms of the time. Up until half an hour, so nechad pagu the shifts. Let's let him eat until 5.5 hours into the day. Right? They give him just back him up a half an hour. And according to the person who says that, according to the language of Abaye, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says a person will make a mistake with the times when an hour and mashu. So nechalat sof chamish. A person should eat until the end of the fifth. Right? Meaning, give him let him eat right up until. Close to the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only eat till the end of the fourth hour. So why does he back it up 2 hours? It should only be backed up, an hour and a little bit. So the difference between Eidos, and this is the answer we've been getting at for a day and a half, for a blot and a half, Abaye says the difference between testimony and chametz. Eidos mesura lizrizim. Testimony is given, literally means given over, but it's mesora, right, is passed down. But meaning people who are giving testimony about dina nefashos cases, they are careful. Right? This is not a joke. You're coming to kill somebody in Beis Din. That's not everybody. Right? People who are careful to give edus, so they're going to be careful in terms of what's going on. But chametz is lakol moser. That's everybody. That's relevant to everyone. So just to be careful with everyone, right, we're going to add a little bit of time to the Isser Chametz to make sure that everyone doesn't, is not, make sure not to come close to that Isser D'Oraisa of eating Chametz. Okay, so that's how we understand Abaye, meaning Abaye, according to Abaye's Shita of the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, add up a little bit of extra time just because, Chametz is kind of relevant to everybody as opposed to a select few who are going to be careful in terms of the time. Rava, Rabbi Meir, what about Rava? Rabba's understanding of the machlokas, right? According to Rabbi Meir, Amar Adam Toa Shtei Shos Chaser Mashu. According to Rabba's understanding, a person will make a mistake up until 2 hours plus in terms of what time it is. So B'tchilas Chamesh Lo Necho, right? So then there's too little time, right? If Rabbi Meir says you can eat up until the end of the fifth hour, you shouldn't let him eat from the beginning of the fifth hour. Meaning you should back up the Isser Chamesh 2 hours, not 1 hour, according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Chamesh Chama B'Mizrach V'Sheva Chama B'Marav. Because the location, why is Rabbi Meir more lenient by Chameit? Because the location of the sun is different than the fifth hour as opposed to the seventh hour. Right at the beginning of the seventh hour, that's when the Isser kicks in, so the sun has already drifted into the west. Right at the fifth hour, the sun is still in the east. So if that's really true, so in the sixth hour, the sun is also in the east, meaning at the beginning of the sixth hour. So why do we aser, according to Rabbi Meir, eating chametz already at the beginning of the sixth hour? In the sixth hour, it's smack in the middle of the day, and therefore you might make a mistake. Okay, v'rava alibad Rabbi Yehuda, right? Again, according to Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, the amar adam toa shalosh shos chaser mashu, that says a person will make a mistake of the hour, what time it is, even 3 hours, right? You have a leeway of 3 hours when saying what time it is. So mitchilas arba lo necha. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say you're allowed to eat chametz through the fourth hour? Meaning it's too little time. A person could make a mistake up to 3 hours in terms of what time it is. So we should back him up to the beginning of the fourth hour and say that chametz is usher to eat the fourth hour, the fifth hour, and the sixth hour up until the end of the sixth hour when the din d'oraisa kicks in. Why do we, say that it's mutter to eat chametz throughout the fourth hour? That's 1 hour too little. So why are we more makil here by chametz? So Gemara says chamesh chama mizrach v'sheva chama b'marav. So same answer that in the fifth hour, meaning at the beginning of the fifth hour, at the end of the fourth hour, the sun is still in the east. At the seventh hour, right when the Isser D'oraisa kicks in, so then the sun is in the west. Right, the kol shekein arba, and certainly right during the fourth hour, right the sun is in the east, so then everything is fine. So the Gemara, well, if that's the logic, so yihachi b'chamesh nami necho, right? So you should also be able to eat through the fifth hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say that you're not allowed to eat chametz in the fifth hour? So the Gemara says, Targum Abaye libi d'Rava. So Abaye explained that Rava would say the same answer. Eidus mesur this reason chametz lakol maser. That in a chenami, that theoretically that would be correct, but we want to back people up to make sure because everybody's involved in chametz, and therefore we're going to add an extra hour. But Rava Amar, but Rava said no, I don't like that answer. Lo haynu time of Rabbi Yehuda, but that's not Rabbi Yehuda's reason. But that's not why Rabbi Yehuda, backs it up an hour. Now, at this point, we've flipped it. The original question was, why does Rabbi Yehuda give too little time? And then now we're saying that since a person's not going to make a mistake with the sun, right, so you're allowed to eat it throughout the fourth hour, so then why can't you eat it in the fifth hour? So now the reason Rabbi Yehuda said you're not allowed to eat in the fifth hour is El Rabbi Yehuda L'tameh, because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is as follows. Right, this is his own shita. Damar ein bir chametz al sreifa. Because he says you're only allowed to do bir chametz with burning. We're going to see that in about a week and a half. V'yavolei rabbanan sha'achas lilkot ba'etzem. And here we haven't mentioned this before, but according to Rava, Rabbi Yehuda said that your chazal gave people an hour to get wood. Right? Meaning they gave you the fifth hour to go get wood to burn the chametz. So therefore, there's no there's no different, totally different reason between edus of capital cases and chametz, because the whole heter here is that you need to be able to get some wood, and therefore that's why we back you up from eating chametz an extra hour. Esvei by Ravina the Rava, Ravina said to Rava, what are you talking about? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai. Rabbi Yehuda said, when do you have to burn? Right, when is Rabbi Yehuda shita that you only you can only burn the chametz? That's shelo b'shas biuro. That's only. That's only not when it's the time to burn it. But when it's time to burn it, then you're allowed to burn it, destroy it in any way possible. Now Rashi and Tosfos over here have a machlokes in terms of what it means, shelo b'shas biuro and shas biuro. If you look at Rashi on the bottom, three lines down in the wide lines, Rashi says shelo b'shas biuro, meaning when do you have to burn it? That's b'tchilas sheish, at the beginning of the sixth hour, v'chol sheish, and during the sixth hour. But after the sixth hour, meaning when it's the seventh hour already, and the Isra Daraisa exists, then you can destroy it in any means necessary. Tosfos says the opposite. He flips it. He says you can destroy it any means necessary only after the Isra Daraisa hits, then you have to burn it. And he has a bunch of questions on Rashi, etc. So Ayin Shav, if you'd like to continue. But either way, Ravina's question is simply that when do you only have to burn it? That's when it's not time to burn. But when it's time to burn it, so then you can destroy it in any way. So it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda said you have to go get wood because, Lamaisa, you're allowed to destroy it in any means necessary. You don't have to burn it, b'shas b'yuru. So Ela Amar Rava says, Gzeirish Mishem Yom Amun. It's a Gzeira, an extra hour that Rabbi Yehuda gives is because maybe it'll be cloudy, and you won't be able to tell what time it is. So Yehachi Afilu Arba Shos Namil Lenechal. Well, if that's true, so then even the fourth hour, you shouldn't be able to eat chametz because, if it's cloudy, you can't tell if it's the fourth hour or the sixth hour. So Amar Rav Papa, Arba is Mansuda L'cholhi. That the fourth hour is when everybody eats. So there's no concern. I mean, that's a normal mealtime time, the time to eat for everybody. There's no concern that people won't realize what time it is because that's when everybody sits down to eat. They won't get confused. Okay, now, Tanu Rabbanan, we're going to now, from this last line over here, we're going to just discuss what time it is that normal people eat and have a whole discussion about that. We're not going to finish that. Maybe we'll finish that. Oh, we'll see. Let's see. Tanu Rabbanan, we're going to dinner breakfast. Shari Shona Maichal Ludim. The first hour of the day is when the Ludim eat. Rashi says those are people who just pound food all day and they would eat at any opportunity. Shnia Maichal, at least in the second hour is when thieves will eat. Because they're awake at night, right, and they sleep a little bit extra than the Ludim do. Shlish is Machal Yoshim. The third hour of the time is people who inherit, many who have a lot of money. Many they don't actually have to go work, so they can eat earlier than most people. Right? Most people are working, and then they go eat. Revi is Machal Poalim. The fourth hour is when people who are working they eat. Chamish is Machal Tamid Chachamim. The fifth hour is when Tamid Chachamim eat. And Shish is Machal Chaladim. And the sixth hour is when everybody eats. So the Gemara says 1 second. Vamar of Papa Revi is Mansur de Lakolhi. Is the time when everybody eats the sixth hour or the fourth hour? Right, that would mess up what we just said. So the Gemara says Ela Ipoch. No, so switch it. Revi is Machal Chaladim. The fourth hour is when everybody eats. Chamish is Machal Poalim. The fifth hour is when everybody eats, is when the workers eat, and shish is machal talmid chachamim, and the sixth hour is when talmid chachamim eat. And mekan ve'elech, and from then on, kezorek even lechemes. It's like throwing a bottle. It's like throwing a stone into a bottle, into a wine flask. And the image here is that you throw a stone into the wine flask, and the wine level rises a little bit. It seems like you have more wine, but you haven't actually done anything. Meaning, if you eat afterwards, after the 6 hours, then it's not necessarily beneficial. Remember, Abaye said, "Lo amr nel shelo time midi bitzafra." That's only if you didn't eat breakfast. Abal time midi bitzafra, but if you had a little bit to eat, so then less lamba. There's no problem with having your first real meal after the 6 hour. That'll just build upon what you ate earlier. Okay, let's call it here. And Mitzvah Shem will invite you on the Halig Shas tomorrow. Yeah, and we'll invite you on the Halig Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.